Today's daf is Beitza daf Chaf Vav, and we are in the middle of Chaf Hei Amabez by the two dots, the first wide line on Chaf Hei Amabez. As we continue here in Ein Sadin, in this Masechta, in this Parak, that has still all about Inyan Yantif and related issues. So the Mishnah had said in Isser Durabanan that we know on a Daraisa level, you're allowed to shecht an animal. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yantif. It's one of the malachas that are mutter mishumachol nefesh. But if somebody shechts it in the field, one shouldn't bring it in bimot. One shouldn't bring it in with a lot of fanfare, ubimota, a lot of people carrying the animal between them. And in that way, one might create a zilzal of Yantif. But you can bring it in limb by limb. Limb by limb would be good enough. And then we saw the important Ha'ara of the Rashba, where the Rashba says, this just proves to me that in this circumstance, it's better to be mafish bihilucha than to be mafish bimasa'a. Right? But more times coming in with less weight would be better than less times with more weight. So that was the Mishnah. So now we're going to get into that halacha. Oh, we also mentioned the 2 days in the Rashba, also quoted in the Shita Mekubet, says whether this last line is only talking about a Misukenes, like the first line of the Mishnah was talking about, or it was also talking about a Bria, any even healthy animal. Maybe a healthy animal that's brought in, there's no problem of Zilzal, it's only the Misukenes animal. Okay, 2 days. Now we'll get to the Gemara. Shachta Besada Lo Yiviana Bemot, Tan Rabbanan, second wide line, Ein hasuot, we're talking about going out, we have a related tosefta. Ein hasuma yosef b'maklo, a suma, a blind man, is not allowed to go out with his walking stick. B'maklo, v'lo haroe b'tarmilo, and the shepherd is not allowed to go out with his bag, with his knapsack. What does this mean? What is this talking about? So again, we're talking about an yantif. We're not talking about the Issur d'oraisa of Hotzah and Shabbos. We're talking about an yantif. So what is the issue here? Why wouldn't a suma be able to go out with his walking stick? Says Rashi, "Dahavi derech chol v'ika zilusa diyantif," because it's weekday activities. It's a zilzal of yantif to walk outside with it. So the first of explained, we're not talking about a regular stick that somebody needs to walk, and without it they wouldn't be able to walk. No, we're talking about something extra. Right, if somebody needs it to walk, then it's probably an extension of them. But many times, people can walk without a cane. And they walk with a cane to give themselves extra balance. But it's really extra. And on Shabbos, it could be an Issur d'oraisa. So on Yantif, in that parallel case, it's not a d'oraisa, but it could be a zilzal, according to Rashi. And therefore, one shouldn't go out with it. Or a roe b'tarmilo, same idea. Ven yotzin b'kise echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha. And shouldn't go out with a chair, a type of chair that they used to carry, be carried out on. Rashi quotes a katadra, which we had earlier in an earlier mesechta, that you shouldn't go out with this type of chair because that's also carrying things out on in an area, in a circumstance which is not where it's not needed, right? It's not enough of its tzorich, and therefore it would be called a zilzal. Even if it is enough, a certain level of tzorich, you don't need too much of its tzorich, as we had earlier. As long as you have tzorich ksas, it's good enough. But in these cases, I guess the public nature of the activities weighs in and is considered a zilusa of yantif according to Rashi. Does an Erev change that? No, on Yantif it doesn't change that because on Yantif you don't even need an Erev. It's not an issue of Hotzah. It's not an issue of Hotzah here, just an issue of Zilzal. And again, if it's really, really needed, the Rush here says that if it's really needed, so then it would be okay anyway. Shiny Hassam, quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, that allows you on Shabbos even, Dini Yachol HaHalek Klabalo Makel, Ukimin Olim Didei Dami, it's like his shoes, Avosuma B'Makel Didei L'Tirutzei Sugya Ovid, V'Ika Zilusa D'Yantif. That's what the Gemara means, as the Rush explains it as well. Oh, maybe according to one might say that it's not really a walking stick, because a walking stick one would need to walk. Maybe it's just like an extra aristocratic stick that people used to have just to feel good and more for show than for walking. In a chinami, maybe that's what the Gemara is driving at, and that would be a problem. That would be comparable to the kisei, you're saying. The kisei is also something just for the aristocracy, so that would be the problem. Vaiter, Eini, is this really true that you can't go out with a kisei? Vashalach Reb Yaakov bar Idi zakin echad hayibishchuna seinu. Reb Yaakov said there was one zakin in our neighborhood. Vayayotze bigludki shalo, and he used to go out with his fancy chair. He was carried out with a fancy chair. Ubal v'shalos Reb Yishua ben Levi. Va'amar imrabim sricha lo mutter. And they asked Reb Yishua ben Levi, and he responded that if many people need him, and this is the way he needs to get out, he needs to be carried, then it's mutter. The Sabchu Rabu Seif, so maybe this, right, with your explanation, it fits in nicely, because whenever there's a need, maybe that's what the Rishon were driving at, that it would be okay. But just for show, it wouldn't. And here there's a need. The Sabchu Rabu Seif, all divrei achi shakya to amar, ano afikte le Rafuna, mehini le shili, meshili le hini, I took Rafuna from these two places, back and forth, v'amar, in one of these chairs, v'amar v'nachum bar Yitzchak, ano afikte le mar Shmuel, mishibsha le tula, mitula le shibsha, and I even carried Shmuel from the sun to the shade, and vice versa. So you see, it was used on Yontif. So how can you say it's Zilzol? So answer the Gemara, maybe there's a difference. Hasab Kedavar Taimim, Hayim Rabim Srichim Lamutter. Maybe if Rabim Srichim, though, that would be okay. The Tosefta was talking about a case where there was no Rabim Srichim, though, and therefore it would still be Aser. Period. Amalei Rav Nachman Lechama Bar Ada Shaliach Tzion. Rav Nachman said to Chava Ada, who was the shliach of Sion. Now we have the other direction. We have people who go from Eretz Yisrael to do shlichus in Chutz La'aretz. But this is someone, someone else. Shliach Sion, someone from Babel who used to always go up to Eretz Yisrael to do shlichus and to have messages and to get messages. Kisalkis La'asam, when you go there, Rav Nachman told him, Akif v'zila Sulma Detzur. Go up to Sulma Detzur, some place all the way up north. By Tzur, by Tyre. Vizil Agabed Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, go to him, Ubay Mine, and ask him this question. Kise Ma Atunbe. What do you say about it? Ada Azala Hasa, but while he was going there, before he made it, Noach Rashi Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi passed away. Kisalik, when he got there, Ashkechel Rav Zrika, he says, okay, I'll ask the other Gadol. Amrele Kise Ma Atunbe, Amrele Hafi Amar Rav Ami, Ubilvad Shelo Yakatif. You can carry and use it as long as you are not yikatef. What does that mean? Ma'ibu b'vat shalo yikatef. Amar Rav Yosef Rei Derava ba'alunki. What's an alunki? Right, alunki, this modern Hebrew, alunki like a stretcher. What about an alunki in the Talmudic times? It means a type of chair that two people put hands on each other's shoulders and support the chair between them. Right, that's not something that should be done on yantif. That's what one shouldn't go out in. So that's shalo yikatef. Eini, is this really not allowed? Abba Rav Nachman Sharal El Yalsa Lamefik Ba'alunki. Rav Nachman allowed his wife Yalsa to go out with an Alunki. So the Gemara says, no, Shiny Yalsa de Be'isa. She was very, very scared to go out in these types. This is how she was carried, because she was a very Isha Chashuva. And if she wouldn't have two people supporting her, she'd just be very, very nervous. So it was a big tzarech, and therefore it would be allowed. So is this any less of a tzarech than a person who walks with a cane to give him balance? So maybe that's also included. And like what we said, that the issue is the extra. Right, what about a walker? A walker is, it sits on the ground. So is that better or is that worse? Right, than a cane. A cane I carry. A walker sits on the ground. I just lean on it. So maybe it will be better in a sense, because it's not part of me. I'm just pushing it. But on the other hand, it could be a derabanan, like a baby carriage. Right, like a stroller in that type of place. A memor of Marzutra b'chas v'lubashav to the rigla b'shub b'yasusa, and a memor of Marzutra were carried on the shianta before the ragel when they used to give the big drushes b'shub b'yasusa again because they were scared. V'yamila b'shub duka to tzibur, and others say no, it was because of the throngs of people. There was no room for them, and therefore they had to be carried up above in order to be able to get to their spot and not have to make it difficult for people. Shops of the Rigla, if you remember, in Mesechus Brachas, there's a stira between Rashis. What does it mean, Shops of the Rigla? So it definitely means, let's say, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. What about the Shabbos before the other Chagim? So there are two Rashis in Brachas. One Rashi says, all the way in the beginning of the Mesechta, one Rashi says, the Shabbos before Pesach and Sukkos. And then the other one says the Shabbos before all the regalim. So the question is, how do you view that? Is it, did they give drushes before every holiday? Or is it just because Pesach and Sukkot? Because those are the busy ones. Like the similar questions to the halacha of Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. How do you dovetail and put that together with the Gemara at the end of Megillah, which says that you're supposed to focus on the Yontif itself, not 30 days before. So different suggestions given already by the Rishonim. The Ran says, really, the halacha is the day of Yontif. 30 days before, that just means that that's the time period of Shoel Ke'inyan. If there are two questions that come to you, you should answer the Pesach question first. The Gra says, no, it's Pesach versus the other holidays. Others say, it's Pesach and Sukkot versus the other holidays. But again, that Rashi plays a role. It's an interesting Machzor Vitri, just to remember, right? There's all these different suggestions. Why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol in our day and age? Right? Why is it called so? The tourist reason and other reasons. The Machzor Vitri says Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before every one of the Yom Tovim, is called Shabbos HaGadol. Right? So that's the important Ha'ar of the Machzor Vitri. Even the Shabbos before Sukkot, which might be Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur is Shabbos, so the Shabbos before Sukkot is the Shabbos HaGadol. Or if Yom Kippur is Monday, right? So in any case, that is the Shabsa de Rigla. If you look at the Chashuke Chebet here, he just has a line where the Gemara says, there was a Zakein in our Shchuna. So regarding a question of Zikna, so he quotes here a She'ela of Lo Aleinu regarding Alzheimer's. He just talks, he was asked by someone, he says a parent had Alzheimer's, and there were two options they had. There was an option kind of just to keep them occupied in a certain home, or to get them proper rehabilitation, but the rehabilitation, I mean, it's a child that we know only the answer to, but he formulates it. Rehabilitation center, where the rehabilitation would be activities that were very, very, what we would call childish. Right, spelling and blocks and others and cutting paper and sticking and pictures. And the question that was asked of Zilberstein is, what does he do? Is this a lack of kibud av ha'im, putting my parents into a center of where they do all these childish activities? You know, is it better to keep their covet and keep their own self-esteem that they wouldn't have to be involved in these activities? So says the Rav Zilberstein, Machmash Chashzeh, there are some that don't put them, give their parents their proper place where they could be because, you know, it's a lack of kibud av ha'im. Ha'im l'shmar al-kvod ha'av shahaylo ad hayom b'fnei ha'tzibur v'ad me'a v'esrim v'gam im ze'ola be'echus chayim nemucha v'merutak l'mitaso, he won't be able to do anything, or Adif l'tapel bo b'ofen hanal l'sameach oto v'ligrom lo le'hanos be'hoveh ha'gam she'yitachein v'zeyigrom l'pchisus kavod mitzad elu she'hikiru oso be'briuso. So Rav Zilberstein says, obviously, you give him the proper rehabilitation, even if it means, because look at the state that he's in now, where he doesn't have a priestess cover that he can't remember anything. Right? He can't remember anything anyway, so he's already in a state. And people realize that this is the way for him to hopefully get as much of his, you know, status and abilities back. You put him in the best rehabilitation center possible. Right, what's the only, he doesn't quote it, but what's the only shaila that you might have? Moshe Feinstein's famous shaila of decades ago, where the question was, you put a child into a rehabilitation center, a special needs child that doesn't have hilchos kashrus. Right, is it better to put him in a better center where he's going to be eating treif than to put him in a center which is lower level, but less service, and he'll at least have hilchos kashrus? So bizvana zeh, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where we can generally have kosher food anywhere, in any center. Any center, just send the person food and get whatever. We might have to pay a little more. But what about in the earlier days when the Moshe was asked this, in the 1950s? So the Rav Moshe, based on a Rav Akiva Eiger, said it's not so simple in that case. You know, because not kosher food goes into the neshama. It's betamte malev. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're just talking about a certain type of activities. But in terms of kashrus, that's a whole separate story. And therefore, that would be more serious of an issue. I'm not possibly, but Rav Moshe was machmer in that case. Not machmer. He was machmer in hilchos kashrus. He was making on the person's neshama. But either way, that is an important discussion. Okay. Vayter, says the Mishnah. Bechor. Totally new topic. Here in the third parak of Beitza. Bechor shenof al abar. We have a firstborn kosher animal, bechor, right? The types of animals that it applies to. A bechor that fell into a pit, on yantif. So what's the issue? A bechor, we know, is automatically a karbon. A bechor behema tahora. We know there are three mitzvahs asay that apply to firstborns. We have pidyon aben, that apply to firstborn males. We have pidyon, or not pidyon. We have the halacha of what you're supposed to do with a firstborn donkey, right? Petar chamor. Tiftevaset. And number three, we have Bechor Behemoth Tahora, the three mitzvahs aseh that have to do with Bechor, and we mentioned in the past, not for a long time, so I'll just mention it again, the Taz's amazing Ha'ara, based on the Prisha, and that is why the two out of three of these mitzvahs get a bracha, and not the third one. Pidyon HaBeg gets a bracha. Petach Chamor gets a bracha. Right? It's not the most common ceremony that we've been to in our lives. It's not even as common as Pidyon HaBeg. Why? Because not too many Jews own donkeys. But if you have a Jew that owns a donkey, has a firstborn, it's a mitzvah zaseh. That's how lemaisa bismanazeh is halacha lemaisa. But if you look, we discussed this in the mitzvah shiur years ago. We said that if you look online, if you Google, you know, pidyon petach chamor ceremony, there are a number of ceremonies that were videoed. You can watch them. Right? You have the kohen with the sheep and you switch the status, but that gets a bracha. But bechor behemoth tahora doesn't get a bracha. I have a firstborn seh, sheep, and it has a firstborn. Boom, it's a korban. No bracha. Why not? So the Taz first quotes the Prisha, which gives another suggestion, but the Taz himself says, you know why? Because what do you do for this mitzvah? It's automatic. You don't do anything. By Petach Hamor, you change the status of the donkey to the sheep, and you give the sheep to the Kohen, and you keep the donkey. By Pidyon HaBen, you change the status. You give the money to the Kohen, and you keep your son. Bechor Behemoth Tahora, it's automatic. I could be screaming that I don't want this to happen. It's automatic Pachar behavior. My son getting Kedusha is the firstborn is also automatic. But the mitzvah is not that. The mitzvah is to switch the Kedusha, right? To bring him into Inyan Echol and give the Kedusha to the money. But in any case, the Taz says that by a Bechor Behemoth Tahora, I don't do anything, and you only make a bracha on something that you do. Even though Shmuel says in Maseches Nedarim that even though a Bechor is Kadosh Meirechem Mitzvah Lahakdisho, that's what Shmuel says, there is a mitzvah to be makdish the animal as a carbon, but it's a carbon automatically. There is an added element to add my own personal hakdasha. Fine. But Me'ikra did you don't need that. Kadosh automatically. That's mitzvah lehak disham. We'll get back to that again soon. Let's just continue though first. So this is Bechor Behemoth Tahora. So what's the halacha? We know Bechor Behemoth Tahora, if it is a tam, it's a karbon. And you have to give it to the Kohen. It's not like Meiser. Meiser, we said yesterday, the Maker did give it to Yisrael, you eat in Yerushalayim as a karbon. We had that Ritva a few days ago that said, no, it's also goes to the Kohen im lechadchila. But a Bechor for sure goes to the Kohen. It's a pasuk. That's if it's a Bechor Tam. What if it gets a mum, a permanent mum, a mum kavua, that is chulin biyad Yisrael. It's chulin. Then a Yisrael does not have to keep it, and a Kohen doesn't have to keep it as a carbon. It loses its kedusha. It's the only carbon like that. That it doesn't even, it's not even like Suleh HaMakdasha, that it has to be redeemed and there are limits of Isser Begiza Vavoda. No, it loses the Kedusha. So that's why we know the Shulchan Aruch says that Kohanim are Chashudim on Bechor. They can't be trusted to say, oh, it's a Mum. Because maybe they're Chashud to give a Mum to the animal because they want to eat this animal, you know, anyway. They don't want to have to treat it as a carbon. So, what happens on Yontif? You have a Bechor that fell into a bar. What's the issue? Pashtus, before it fell into a pit, it did not have a mum, and therefore it was not allowed, it was muksa, basically. It was not allowed to be eaten, because it was had to be brought as a karbon. But now that it fell into the bar, I want to know whether now maybe it has a mum kavua. And maybe I can check this on Yontif. But if I bring it up, I'm touching muksa, possibly, before I know for sure. Maybe I should send a kohen, an expert, not a kohen, an expert, a chacham down there to check before he moves it. But it didn't have a mum when Yontif started anyway. So maybe it's muksa. But maybe it's suffering down there, so it's tzar bal chayim. So you have all of these factors in terms of the animal stuck in this pit on Yontif. So what do you do? So, Bechor shenafal labar, and Rashi, by the way, adds in that we're talking about Bechor bizman hazeh. Rashi says on the bottom, Bechor bizman hazeh e nishchat v'lo mum, b'bnei shekat shebu. It's a Bechor bizman hazeh, which we try not to have Bechor bizman hazeh, where we don't want karbanis walking around after the Beis HaMikdash. What we try to do is to create shudfis with a goy before the Bechor is born, so that the Kedusha is prevented. And then we get the percentage, we buy that percentage back. That's what we try to do, but in this case, obviously, we didn't do that. So we have this Bechor walking around, which is not a good idea. So, a Bechor Bizman HaZeh, Rashi says, is not shechted without a mum, but it's a kachemu, deme'ilavu kadosh, vashokhto kshutam, havik shokhin kachem bachutz, v'anish karetz. If somebody shechts a Bechor, tam, Bizman HaZeh, bachutz, That is an isadaraisa. So it fell into a pit, and I'm worried the animal's going to die there, and I'm worried that it's suffering, whatever the case may be. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yered mumche v'yire. A mumche, an expert, right? You had to get special smicha, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, to be matir b'choros. It wasn't just regular yoredeya. The Gemara talks about Yerodeya, and Choshe Mishpat, and Heter Bechoros. And Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, spent a year and a half on a farm in order to learn the halachas of Heter Bechoros. So here, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he said that a Mumcha, and he checks the Yireh, Im Yesh Bo Mum, if it has a Mum on it, Yalav Yishchad, wonderful, bring it up. Bring it up at Shechter Adyatif, if it has a Mum. The imlav lo yishchod. If it doesn't have a mum, then you can't shecht it, obviously, because it still has the kedusha of bechar. So it has a mum or not. So the big shaila is, this is Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa, holds more of the muksas. So when yantiv started, this animal was a bechar without a mum. So what is different does it make if it gets a mum on yantiv? Isn't it muksa? Right, the principle, Rabbi Yehuda holds a migu diskatsoi, bein hashmashes diskatsoi, lukula yoma. So what's the difference? So Rashi says on top, al karchav, Rabbi Yehuda mix the muksa islay, ubimum anofel bo b'yantiv lo shari, delavadaiti ilavim e'asmol. So what are we talking about? Hachi kamar, so Rashi says it must be a case where there was a bechor bal mum, that you didn't get to show the mum to the chacham from before yantiv. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. You had a mum beforehand, but you didn't get to show it, and now it fell into the pit on yantif. So now the mumcha could still, if the animal wasn't down in the pit, then for sure you could ask the, you just didn't get a chance to call the chacha before yantif. So now it's in the pit and had it before yantif, so then the mumcha could go down and see the mum, if it was there from yesterday and was already a mum kavua, that would be okay. Because that wouldn't be muksa. That is the Tanakama Shita. And ironically, Rabbi Shimon here is machmir. Usually Rabbi Shimon is the more make a one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'ein mumo nikar mibod yom, ein zemen mucha. No, if you didn't know about the mum before yantif, you didn't know it, you didn't get the heter of the mum before yantif, so it's eino min hamuchan. Why is that? Rashi has two opinions here. Rashi says, obviously not because of muksa, because Rav Shimon doesn't hold of most muksas, including this one. Rashi quotes two days, number one, either because it is like tikkun, you're like fixing, because this animal now is off limits to you, you don't have a heter, and if the chacham comes on yantif, then you're fixing the situation, you're fixing this animal, even though you're not touching it, it's like tikkun, and therefore it would be a problem. Or, the other day of Rashi, tahavilei kedon din. It's like din. It's like a psak din. And we don't have, we're going to have later on, the Mishnah in 10 blot from now, that says there's no din on yantif. You don't have din on yantif. So that's Rashi. Tikkun or din, and therefore Rav Shimon can be machmir. Because it's not an issue of, not an issue of muksa. There is a very interesting discussion of the Taz that's quoted by the later Achronim as well. If you don't look at the Karben Nisanel right here on the bottom of the Rush, he quotes the Taz and he argues on him. Ask the Taz, one second, getting this psak on yantif of heter is like din or tikkun? So how could you ever ask a shayla on yantif? What if you have a shayla of Hilchos Kashrus? You have Basa B'chalaf. And right now when yantif started, it was treif, or there wasn't enough to be mevatel, and somehow on yantif, more fell in, and now it's kosher. You're not allowed to go ask a shayla on yantif. The chacham's going to say, "Oh, it's mutter." Oh, what do you mean? It's tikkun. It's like don din. What's the difference between giving a psak and the case of mumin? Both cases, the evidence is there, and you just didn't get to show it before yantif. That's the question. That's the Taz. The Taz says, according to this, it should be aser. Good. That's the Taz here. He quotes it in Yerodeya. Says the Taz Simitah, no, I'm sorry, it's in Orchaim, right? Taf Tzadi Ches, and Ilchas Yatav, Simka and Tess. He says, Davar Zeh, Yishlomo mi Bechar, Shemaya Isser Mevurar, Kochenafal Isser, Lo Alach, Beheter Lach, Bepachos Bishishim, O Yavish Beyavish, Vein Rav Heter Be'er of Yatav, Viachagach Litosif Heter Beyatav, Vinispata La Isser, Davar Zeh, Osser Lahoris Beyantav, the Hamamish, Kibachor, Vasa Lahoris, Lachacham Zeh Beyatav. And he says, now the Karben Nisanel is talking, the lo ra'isi me'olam rabbana kishishoy dechashul azeh. I never saw any rabbi that's machmer for this, that doesn't give psakim lehetter and ilchas kashrus on yantif. So you have to be mechalik somehow. Ve'ein ani don dome l'raya. You can't compare the cases, says the Karben Nisanel. Dilapirish Rashi atam yishabdavi kedonis adin.
Ein ze elo bibechor tahavi kidini maminis.
Bechor is like dini maminis, because that's changing the status of this animal from carbon to chulin, and now it's yours.
The alpi psaka dayin motzi mamon mirishus zel rishus acher. Hachanami yotzi abachor mirishus hektish rishus kohen al yidei horaso.
That's like donis hadin and tikkun and what's usser.
Masha'enkin baras iser v'heter.
Here it's mine. You're just telling me what it is now. Am I allowed to eat it or not? That's not like Dini Mamanis, that's not like Donis Adin, and therefore, says the Karbanisano, that's not like the problem that the Taz brings up. Okay, back to our case. Says the Gemara, so what exactly is the Machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda, who is Mekel here, and Shimon, who is Machmir? Is the Machlokas about, are you Ro'em Mumin on Yantif? It's that the issue. Remember, because it can't be an issue of Muksa, so that's the issue. And Reb Shimon knows you can't see Mumin on Yantif. The Reb Yehuda Savar Ro'en Mumin on Yantif. Reb Shimon Savar Ein Ro'en Mumin on Yantif. V'lif Lagu Baron Mumin da Alma. So then, why don't you just argue about an animal, a regular animal on Yantif? What do you have to come up with a case if the animal fell into the pit? Just say the case. Are you allowed to show the mum to a chacham on Yantif? That's it. So, the Gemara says, no, b'char sh'nafa labar tzri chalei. No, there's a chiddush by saying the case of the bar that fell in. Sa'ke da'ita chamino mishum tzar ba'alechayim. You might say that once it fell into the pit, that even if you're generally machmir, Reb Shimon, maybe here you'd be meiko, because of tzar ba'alechayim, le'rim v'liske, b'ma'arim. And lift up the animal. Kareb Yeshua, we already had twice sugyas in this Masechta. Remember, we have back on Daf Yizayin and Mabez. We discussed about harama, good types of harama, bad types of harama. So you might have thought that because of Tzar B'Alechayim, you should be married. Most like Rabbi Yeshua, Kamash Malon, you can't. What's Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua, we didn't have yet. Rabbi Yeshua is going to come up in a 10 blot from now, Rashi says. Rabbi Yeshua, who says that if you have two animals that you possibly could check, that it's a mother and a child, so you can be male one animal, and then decide that, you know what, maybe I want the other animal, even though one is Oso Vespino, and one of them is Asa Daraisa. So you can be Marim and pick up one animal, and then pick up the other animal, as if you change your mind. So you're allowed to be Marim to do that, to save the animals in that case. So do here. Maybe you can be Marim, like Rabbi Yeshua later on, and take it up because of Tzar Balechayim, and somehow you can, that was the Havamina. You might have thought that that's why it would be mutter to do the Kamash Malan, that is not allowed. It's a big chiddush, what you have, just the Meiri here, and the other Rishon discussed, what's the Havamina of the comparison? There it's mamish, real. You pick up an animal because you get a shechtit, because it wasn't muksa, it's a regular chulin animal. And then you decide, you know what, I want the other animal. So by each time, you have the heter. Here it's a bechor. It's muksa issues. But that's the Havamina, as the Gemara is about to talk about. Even what the Havamina was about this Ha'arama. So you might have said that maybe Rav Shimon would agree in this case. Kamash Malani would not. Ihachi, says the Gemara, though, one second. The language, if the issue in the Mishnah is Re'ias Mum, Lo Yishchot, Lo Yalev Yishchot Biboile. The issue is the Ha'ala'a, not just the Shechita. So why does the Mishnah give off the impression that it's an issue of just of Shechita? Lo Tzricha Davar Va'aske. Oh, maybe the case is even after you brought it up. If you are Va'aske, you brought it up, still you have that machlokas. Salka daitach lishchate. So you might think now, once it's standing in front of you, you can shechta kamashmal and you can't. So Gemara says, lishchate al tamu. What do you mean? If it doesn't have a mum, shechta it's a tam, it's a carbon. No, lo tzricha d'nafa be'muma. Now the case is, what if it got a mum now? It got a mum, ba'al muksu. What do you mean? If it got a mum, it's muksa. And if you're a Yehuda would agree it's asr. El d'nafa be'muma, mum over may erev yantif. The case is really, it had a mum before yantif, a temporary mum. The hashtavale mum kavua. It has now turned into a permanent mum. So, that's the havamina. Ma'o de tema de daite ilave. Vidishkade, you might think, well, already, he already had his das on it before yantif, and therefore, maybe he could shecht it now, even though it really didn't have a mum kavua before yantif. Kamash Malan, we would not allow that. So, Lamaskana, if the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to be mala the animal, and if you are mala, you're not allowed to shecht it, even if it has a mum kavua now, which has expanded from the mum over that it already had before Yantif. Period. Kamash Malan. Pretty amazing Havamina, though. Havamina is that you might have thought, Daita Ilave,
That lashon, we'll come back to the Be'ez Hashem Adam at base 2, that lashon already tips us off to a certain sugya. There's a major question in Yoni Muksa. I think we mentioned this back in that base. In Yoni Muksa and in Yoni Nolan, is the focus more on the item? The item is not muchan, or is it more focused on the das hagavra? What's the real root of the issue and the isser of Nolan and Muksa? Is it more focused that I don't know about it? In my mind, I wasn't prepared to use it. Or is it the item was totally disassociated with any person? So this Havamina obviously quotes it's focusing on the Gavra. You might have said that because a person is focused on it, what do you mean the item is still Muksa? It only has a Mum Over. It doesn't have a Mum Kavua. And yet, what's the Havamina? That might be good enough. The person might be hoping and thinking that this Mum Over is going to turn into a Mum Kavua. That Havamina is, you might have thought, maybe that's the Havamina of the Maskana, you might have thought that it's enough to get over, that Mux is about the Das HaGavra, and here the Das HaGavra is not Moxa in Midaito, and he's focusing on it, Kamashmalan. What's the Kamashmalan? The Kamashmalan might be, even if you're thinking about it, it's not good enough, or the Kamashmalan might be, who cares what you're thinking? You go by the Chefsa. The Chefsa is not Ra'ui, and therefore, it's not good enough, and it's still Muxa, and it's still not Rowi. Okay, that might be the Havamina Lamaskana. But then we'll get back to that. Vaiter, Tana Rabbana, next section. Bechor Tam, Shenafal Abor. Question in the Girsa here. Rashi has two Girsas, whether the word Tam is here. But either way, let's go with it. Bechor Tam, Shenafal Abor. A Bechor Tam that fell into a bar. Rabbi Yehuda O Hanasi Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Omer Yerid Mumcha Vira. The Mumcha should go down and see. Im Yeshbo Mum Yalav Yishchor Vim Lavlo Yishchor. If it has a Mum that you know, right, has been here, then you can shecht it. By Malan Shecht Vim Lavlo Yishchor. Omer Shemim Manasya. Hari Amru Ain Roa Mumin Biyantif. Not to be Roa Mumin, like we said before. Ketzad Nolan Mum May Erev Yantif. Ain Mavakunas of Biyantif. Even if it got a Mum before Yantif. You're not supposed to look at it on Yantif. That was Reb Shimon Sheet in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to look at it on Yantif. You see the Rashi on the bottom? Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Mefarish Milsi de Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Manasseh here is explaining Reb Shimon. V'hachi ka'amar. This is what Reb Shimon ben Yochai meant by saying Ein Ruah Mumin v'Yantif. Even if it had a Mumin Erev Yantif, Ein Mavakon Asol L'Chadchila. What happens if you had a Chacham Sheket on Yantif? So then, Eino Mesakin Kol Kach. Shekarov haya bein hashmashos lios mesukan shelo haya mechusar ela reiyas chacham. Rabbi Shimon's iser in the Mishnah is only an iser lechatchila that you're not supposed to get it checked on Yantif because it's nira ketiko nira kedin. If you had it checked on Yantif, there's no you would be able to use it. There's no fine here. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Nasi here is expanding on Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. So you're not going to see mumin on Yantif, meaning if the mum was there before Yantif, you shouldn't get it checked out on Yantif. That's the lechatchila. Nolan mum be Yantif, but if it got a mum on Yantif, so then Rabbi Shimon Omer ein zeh min hamuchan. So then Rabbi Shimon would agree there; it is not min hamuchan. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree to this. According to this version, right? It must be that this is the type of muksa that Rabbi Shimon would agree to. Vishavin shem nolan hu umumo imo shezem in hamuchan. But everybody agrees that if an animal was born on Yantif, if a bechor was born on Yantif and it had a mum kavua with it, it was born with a mum kavua, that's for sure mutter. That's for sure mutter, that is min hamuchan. We're going to talk about why that is in a minute. Keep in mind, I didn't get to mention it, the Tzab Alechayim discussion of Amun Aleph, the Gemara here mentioned, if you remember, in the Havamina Tzab Alechayim, that is a factor that we always take into account in all areas of Halacha. But, as Rav Asher Weiss points out, there is no source in Shas given for Tzab Alechayim. The Gemara assumes it's a din in many cases, in Hilcha Shabbos, here, but it's never a source is never quoted in Shas. Rishonim, many Rishonim quote sources for it. Maybe the source is Lo Sachsam Shor B'Dishu, you're not allowed to muzzle your animal. Maybe the source is that you're not allowed to do Kilai Behema. Well, one animal is chewing its cud and one animal is not chewing its cud. Maybe the source is Racham Alakal Masav. Right, maybe the source is by Bilam, why are you hitting me? The donkey says to Bilam. Right, many different sources. None of them, no sources in Shas. And Rav Asher Weiss's point is that maybe there is no source because the source is Ratzon Hashem. It's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. That's why there are 11 sources given because really there's no source. The real source is Ratzon Hashem. Hashem obviously wants you to do this. Okay, third line. Darash Rabba Barafuna Nolad Hu Umumo Imo. If he and if the animal and its mum come out on Yantif, then Mivakrin Oso Biyantif Lakanchila. Right, that was what we just said. Zemen Amuchan. You could even get it checked out on Yantif if the animal is born with its mum on Yantif. Amli Rav Nachman. Abba tani im avar ubikro mevukar. The at amrit mevakrin ozola kanchila. My father taught only bidyevin, it's okay. You're telling me even lakanchila? You could check out this animal born with its mum on Yantif? Why is that? Omar Abaya kavasi drabba barafuna mistavra. No, I think Rabba Barafuna is correct. That it's mutu lakanchila. Why? First of all, from a language case. Me diktani tlas above. Because in the brisa that we just quoted up above, Rishu Ben Asya quoted three different levels. Three levels. Asur lechadchila, mutar lechadchila, and asur even b'dieved. Three cases. Nolad bo mume erev yantif, ema vakon osa b'yantif, lechadchila hu deloha d'yeved shaper dami. That was the first line. If it had a mum on yantif, on erev yantif, which you just forgot to show before yantif, that's asur lechadchila bo mutar b'dieved. Nolad bo mum b'yantif, if it got a mum on yantif, that's asur even b'dieved. Reb Shimon Omer ein zemen amuchan, tafilu d'yeved amilo. Right, that must be like dach yabiyadayim, like we spoke about yesterday. A mukhsa that even Reb Shimon would agree to. The Hadar Tanya, and then we have the third line of the Brisa, Vishavin, Pshim Nolad, Hu Umumoimo, Shazeben Amuchan, Tafilachan Chilanami. So it makes sense that that's a third level, and that's Mutalachan Chilo, because it's three different types of cases given in the Brisa. So Abaya says that's what I think. Aye, but we have a Brisa against that, a formulation. Fakiyasar of Oshia, Asavaisi Masisa Biyade. When Avoshia came, he brought a Brisa and said, Bein Shanolad Bomum Me Erev Yantif. Bein Shanolad Bomum Bi Yantif. Chachamim Omim Ein Zem Min Amuchan. Right, so you see, he puts those two cases together. So, Ve'el Akashahach. So, what about the earlier Brisa that we asked? The Gemara says, no, maybe that's a faulty Brisa. Hahi Ada Bar Uchmi Hi De Meshabish Vatani. Ada Bar Uchmi was never a reliable source for Brisas. So maybe it was one of his Brisas that was brought here, and therefore, don't bring me any Rias from the language that is three different cases. Period. What are we paskin, though? Amar of Nachmar Bar Yitzchak, Matizanami Daika. Right, I think the Mishnah proves that I'm right. Diktani Reb Shimon Omer Kol She'ein Mumo Nikar Me Erev Yantif Ein Zemen Amuchan. Right, that was Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. If the mum wasn't checked out, wasn't Nikar before Yantif, it's not Muchan. So my Ein Mumo Nikar, what does that mean? Ilema She'ein Mumo Nikar Klal doesn't mean that the animal didn't have a mum before Yantif. Pshita Tzrichal Meimar. That can't be the case of the Mishnah. That would be obvious. Ela Delo Ischazi Lachacha Me Erev Yantif. It must be that it wasn't shown to a chacham on erev yantif. That's what it means. Immum kavua, immum over. And kari miyas ein zem minamuchan. And it says that's not minamuchan. So shma minah. So that is what we hold, that is not a case min hamuchan. See, Rashi here is on both sides of the page. That's not minamuchan, that even be the yevet. And therefore, the case of shavim, the maskana, the shavim, that if he and its mum is born on the same day, that's only be the yevet. Because we only have two cases now, not three cases. And therefore, that's only a halacha be the yevet. So why is that mutter? Why is that mutter if it's born with its mum on Yantav? Why is that better than the animal not even being here? Why is that better than the animal not even being here? So Rashi quotes, we'll have it in the Gemara soon, but let's go back to the Rashi though first. On the top right of the page, Rashi says on the fourth line, She'ein baze mishum tikun mishum din. Shelo ha'isa bo cheskas iser me'olam. This animal never had a cheskas iser. What's called tikun? If you're fixing something, if something was usser, and then it becomes mutter. That's a din. That's a tikkun. But as we'll see here, this animal never was usser. We'll see in the Gemara soon. Beforehand, while it was in utero, it was mutter, and now it's mutter. So we'll see. That's why it's going to be better than a regular animal that didn't have the mum showed before. So now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara gets into a new topic now, but it's going to relate our last case to that new topic. Ba'aminei, argirsa, ending the Bach, Rav Hillel Meiraba. Right, Hillel wasn't so late. Hillel was earlier. Rav Hillel Meiraba. Yesh muksa lachatzi Shabbos, o ein muksa lachatzi Shabbos. What's that question? We know the principle of if something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. Migud is katzai v'edesparch is katzai likuli yoma. What happens if something becomes muksa on Shabbos? Something becomes muksa in the middle of Shabbos. does it stay mukzah the rest of Shabbos? Or do we say that no, Bein HaShemashos is different. Bein HaShemashos is the magic, that if it's mukzah Bein HaShemashos, it's mukzah all Shabbos, but if it goes mukzah in the afternoon, it doesn't stay mukzah. That's the Shiloh. Yesh mukzah l'chatzi Shabbos or ain mukzah l'chatzi Shabbos. If you look in the Rush right here, the Rush says the question is only by food items. By food items. By divrei tiltel, fishur, ain mukzah l'chatzi Shabbos. There are many gemaras about that. That's the important limitation of the Rush. The Rush right here says, the only Shiloh is by food items. V'davka b'midi da'achila kamiboyle. Avo b'mili de'tiltol, pshita de'ein mukzah l'chatzi Shabbos. And he quotes six Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos, they allowed to put a basket in front of chickens. They could go up and go down on it. What do you mean? The basket is going to become mukzah if the chick goes on it. Or it says in Kira, mutilataltalok she'enon alav. Fushalohai alav ben hashmash. If you have a pillow that had money on it, that got money on it, middle of Shabbos, somehow if it falls off, it's mutter. All the many cases. He says, mita she'ishal amos, aslataltal, ben amos, mutilataltalok. Many cases. So, says the Rush, that for sure this whole shaila is only by midi da achila, not by midi da tilto. That is the Rush. And related to that, just to quote you, is an important statement of the Chassam Sofer. Where is the Chassam Sofer? The Chassam Sofer has two Maduras. In the Chidusha on Beitza, he has Madura Tinyana. The first piece in Madura Tinyana, he says, Darshin Tchilos, Levar Bekitzer, Ksas Klali Muksa. Let me tell you what you sort about Muksa, which will be a Mafteach to the whole Masechta. That's what he says. And he says, V'a'an V'omar, Ki Shnei Mine Muksas Yesh. There are two types of mukzahs, and Rishonim already allude to this. We had Tosfos earlier. Echad la'achila, the echad l'tiltol. There's a mukzah for eating, that you're allowed to move it around, you just can't eat it. And one l'tiltol. Remember we had a couple of days ago, we had a goy bring something, maybe, do you even allow it to eat it, or just not to eat it, but you're allowed to move it around. So it says the Ksav Sofer, two mukzahs, echad la'achila, echad l'tiltol. Mukzah la'achila, hu karov l'da'oraisa. O da'oraisa mamish, v'yasmachu akra, v'hoi b'yamashi, sh'v'yichidu as asher yaviyu. The din is, mashma she'ein le'echo b'shabes o b'yatif, b'li shechuchan me'yasmol. V'kol she'muksa midaito harei lo huchan. That's one. It's not a chon of the rabbah. It's just that something has to be prepared to eat before Shabbos and Yantif. He says, that is number one. But then you have the second type of muksa. I'm skipping now. So that's the Chassam Sofer. Again, there's a lot more there. Chassam Sofer says two types of muksas. Muksa l'tiltol, muksa l'achila. So that's the Rush here also. Highlights that this whole question of muksa, l'chatzi Shabbos or not, is only by midi da'achila, and not, which is the more serious muksa, like the Chassam Sofer said, it's karav l'da'oraisa, and not midi da'tiltol. So, heichi dami. So what exactly is the question here? Ask the Gemara. Ida achzi bein hashmashes, if it was raw yet bein hashmashes, achzi. Ida lo achzi, lo achzi. What's the case on the discussion? What's the question? So lo tzricha da'achzi, v'hadar itchi, v'hadar achzi. Something that was raw yet bein hashmashes, it was muchan, and then there became a problem with it on Shabbos, and now the problem was removed. So my. Meaning, let's say the case is, let's say you put up figs. You put up figs on your roof. And as we mentioned, the process is, they're ra'ui. Right now, you can eat them as figs. In the process of drying, they become disgusting. And then they became ra'ui again when they're all dried out. So, when Shabbos started, it was ra'ui. Right now, it's ra'ui. But in the middle, Shabbos morning, it was not ra'ui. So, is it muksa? Am I allowed to take it? So, amar lei. So, the answer that Rabbah gave was, yesh muksa. It's off limits. Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Eisve, 1 second. I'll ask you from our brisa. That's what this is doing here. V'shavid shem nolad umumo imosh ezem en amuchan. Remember our case. Our case is that if the animal is born, if a bechor is born on Yatif with a mum kavu, it's mutter. So v'yamai, why? Neima, why don't we say? Hai bechor meikara havichazi agavime. This bechor, when Yatif started, it was mutter. Why? Because if you would have shechted the mother's chulin. If you would check the mother, the baby would be mutter. Why? Because Kedusha's Bechor only starts B'Shaz Leida. It doesn't have the Kedusha inside. So if you would have shechted the mother's mutter, then the baby would be mutter. So when Yantif started, it was mutter. Isyalale, when it was born, Itchile, now it has Kedusha's Bechor, and it's off limits. Achzei L'chacham, you show it to the rabbi. Israel, because mutter. So doesn't our case prove that ain muksa l'chatzi Shabbos or Yantif. Amar Abayi, v'teber Rav Safra, no, k'go d'yas v'dayni asam. The dayanim that are going to decide whether it's a mum kavua or not are sitting there as it comes out. So whenever they know this bechor is about to be born, so they know they want to prevent this kedusha. So as, there was never a moment in time when it had kedushas bechor, because right away it was prevented because they declared it as a mum kavua. Ika da amri, or a different version, amarle ein muksal lachati Shabbos. Maybe Rabbi answered the opposite. There is no muksal lachati Shabbos. And then we brought our case as a raya, lema masayale. V'shavin shem nolan mumumo imo shizem an amuchan. Isn't em an amuchan v'habavar meikara b'chor. Meikara avichaz yagav ime. Originally it was mutter. Is yale le itchi le becomes aser achse lachachem ishtari le. Amarabai v'temer of sarve go diyasvi dani hasam. No raya. So either it's a kasha with a teretz, or a raya and a disproof. Period. Question, the Rif does not quote this whole discussion of Yesh Muksa or Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos. And the Rush assumes because there are Beis Lishnas, and we hold the Holchan Achar Ameiko, and therefore, even without saying anything, it must be that we are Meikel in this circumstance. That's what the Rush says, the Rif doesn't hold it. We paskin Ein Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos. That's the suggestion of the Rush. Tashma, but let's try again. I'm eating grapes, and I didn't eat all of them. I have some left over. The hell on the gog glass of Ensi Milken, I brought them up to make them into raisins. But to ain't him, Hosir, Elon the Hosir. I was eating figs, and I had some left over. The hell on the gog glass of man could grow garis. I want to make some dried figs. Lo yochal mehen, she yasmin me beod yo. I cannot eat from them unless they were huzman, whether I designated them before Yontif started. That's so too by all fruit. So what's the case here? This brisa says you have to designate it before Shabbos and Yontif. What's the case? Hey chidami, eat the chazu if they're roi to eat when Shabbos and Yontif starts. Lama le'azmana. What do you need azmana for? They're roi. Eat the lo chazi ki azmin lo mayave. And if they're not roi to eat, then they're still inedible. So what is your hazmana do? And if you say, well, what? Maybe the case is where you don't know. You don't know if it was raw or not. But 1 second, Rav Kahana says, if the muksa was dried out, meaning it was edible, and you just didn't know about it when Shabbos started, it's mutter. Even if you didn't know about it, that line clearly, relating to our issue before of chefsa and gavra and muksa, clearly shows the other side. It's all about the chefsa. Even if the person thinks it's muksa, it's all about the chefsa. So elolah, again, that's a huge discussion in the achronim. Huge discussion in the achronim. Let's just finish first. Elolah, but what must be the case under discussion? Dechazu v'idchu v'adecha achzu. It was roi, right? Then it became off limits. Then it became roi again. The e amrin, and what does the case say? You had to be masmin it before yantif. The e amrin ain muksa, but 1 second, if you say ain muksa lamalu azmana, we need azmana for. It must be yesh muksa. That's why you have to think about it. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Elamai, Yesh Muksa, Kiasmin Lumayavi. But 1 second, if you say Yesh Muksa, it's also Aser. You tell me you wouldn't need it the other way, but here if you say Yesh Muksa, it's not going to help. So Lo Tzricha, what must be the case there? To Achsu Velo Achsu. It's semi-edible. Semi-edible. The Ika Inchi to Achli, the Ika Inchi to Lo Achli. Some people would eat it in this state, and some people wouldn't eat it in this state. So there, in that case, it depends on you. Azmin, if you were Megali your Das and you were Mazmin it, Goli Daite, and therefore it's Mutter. Lo Azmin, lo Goli Daite. So therefore, there's no Raya to the Shita of Ein Muksa. If you look in Reb Elchanan here, Reb Elchanan discusses this line, this statement of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, again, who says that if it is Muksa, that it's only in my mind, but inherently it's not muksa, then it's okay, it's not going to be muksa. Why? Says Rabbi Chanan, v'hainu mishum hesachadas b'ta'us lohavi hesachadas. If it's a mistaken hesachadas, it doesn't count. That's what he says as far as, but then Rabbi Chanan says v'kasha, but why? T'ha iser muksa mishum chisaran achana. V'im kein mabakach to lohavi hesachadas mishum ta'us. Mikom akam lohi yamuchan etzlo. It wasn't muchan to me. So what? If really inherently it was roi, I didn't know about it. Tzarech iyun. He doesn't answer. But what's the answer? The Pri Moshe and Hilchah Shabbos. What do the other Achronim say? Maybe Muksa is about the Chefsa. It's not just about the Gavra. And if something is inherently roi, then it's good. Whatever you think about everything in your house before Yontif, okay, you might say that you brought it in before Shabbos and Yontif. But if there's something outside, what if I there's something outside my house that I forgot to bring into my house before Shabbos and Yontif? Inherently, it's fine. It's Roy. So that doesn't need a special hazmana. You're right, this sometimes is might need real hazmana, because before it wasn't Roy. But either way, that's the chiddush of Rav Kahana, an important line. Muksa Shiyam Shayda Baila Makir and Bo Mutter. And there are many nafkaminas that are quoted in the Akronim about Muksa Toli on Das versus Muksa Toli on the item itself. Our case is where the Chefza is okay and the person didn't know about it. There might be other cases where the Chefza wasn't okay, but the person thought it was okay. And then it became okay. There are different enough, different permutations discussed by the Achronim. You can look in the Primosha on Shabbos, Simel Amid Zayin. He has many of the nafkaminas. Okay, well, I'll stop here. By Amar Abzeira, Melashem, we will continue with issues of Yeshbos and Emoks and Lachatzi Shabbos.